speed inflation, real hourly pay suffers one of the worst collapses ever. By John Carney on August 10, 2021. It is getting harder and harder for American workers to make ends meet as rising inflation outpaces pay gaunts, pushing down inflation-adjusted compensation at a pace almost never seen before. Adjusted for inflation, hourly compensation fell 2.7% in the second quarter. Data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics on the non-farm business sector showed Tuesday. Real compensation fell 2.8% in the fourth quarter of 2011. That decline came in part because unadjusted wage gains were very small, just 0.5%. The economy was just extremely sluggish, with a low level of demand for labor following the financial crisis and the collapse of the housing bubble. The consumer price index increased 3.3% in the quarter. The only other comparable contraction was in the first quarter of 1974, when real compensation fell 2.1%. That was in an atmosphere that was also very different from today's, with extremely high inflation meaning prices outpaced wage gains. Consumer prices jumped 9.1% and wages rose 7.6%. In the most recent quarter, unadjusted hourly compensation rose 2.0% compared with the 2020's April through June period. CPI, however, was up 4.8%. The losses to inflation are getting worse. Compared with the first quarter, real hourly compensation in the non-farm business sector fell 4.8%. Manufacturing compensation fell 3.3% compared with the start of the year and 4% compared with a year ago. That is the worst collapse ever. Compensation in durable goods manufacturing fell 2.8% on a quarterly basis and 4.3% from a year ago. Non-durable goods compensation was down 3.4% on both an annual and a quarterly basis.